So, hey guys, this is the first interview, Increasing Workplace Productivity, and we'll be having Jacob Broido from Pacumba. Jacob asked me to write a review about Pacumba Call Reminder application, and I'd figure out it would be a great start for people to get to know the developers behind the apps that we love to use on our daily basis. So, Jacob, could you tell us something about yourself?
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm an avid technology and productivity enthusiast. Actually, at the age of 7, I developed my first program. Then I knew that technology and computers will be a big part of my life. In the past, I managed a global group, which was part of IBM storage division and consisting of teams in multiple countries. I'm constantly looking for best tool for the job. Currently, I use a Mac laptop, Android phone, and as a media center, I use Windows. Together with my partner, we founded Pacumba with the goal of developing products that will bring GTD and personal productivity for the masses. I was born in Lithuania and I live in Israel. I really love mountain biking and snowboarding. In the recent years, I'm constantly seeking how these new and truly amazing technological breakthroughs can help us, the regular people in our day-to-day lives.
Well, Jake, sorry to interrupt you. I love the fact that you're using multiple platforms to enhance your productivity. And I'm also a MacBook laptop user. I have Windows on my desktop and Android on my phone. And I find it like kind of struggling to get all devices in the sync because they are from different operating systems. So how do you manage to pull all of those together? Do you have some certain tools that help you keep those in sync or something like that?
Well, it's a good question. I've been actually forced to some extent due to my past job experience. I had to switch between all different types of operating systems and anywhere from Linux, Windows, and Mac, and Android. And with time, I found out that actually the simple tools are the ones that stick with you throughout the years. And I really I tend to use a lot of Google-based tools, so Gmail, Google Tasks, and Google Calendar. And part of that suit is also Google Contacts to sync the information. Basically, anything that is forward compatible and is built on open APIs and open standards.
Yeah. So what are your personal thoughts about those operating systems? Which one do you find most compelling in terms of productivity?
In terms of productivity, I would have to say, personally for me, that would be Mac and sometimes it's Linux. It depends on the type of work I'm doing. But generally, I tend to say that Mac would be the one that's the most versatile and productive for me.
Yeah, thank you for that. So what are your personal thoughts on productivity?
I think in general that we, and by we I mean all of us, the regular people and both also the developers and others, we can and should do better, actually much better. I think that the current GTD and productivity tools are way too complex. They require stringent methodology and effort from their users, which often leads to frustration and actually people giving up on the whole let's be more productive approach. I believe that personal productivity products should be more intuitive. They should do more on their own, be more proactive, and most importantly, smart at it. For example, I think the productivity tool should not force you to change your habits and the way you work, and be more cooperative with the way you're accustomed to work. it should adapt to you and not vice versa. And these are the guidelines and the guiding principles that we follow at Pakumba. If you take, for example, Pakumba Call Reminder, that application adapts to you. You don't have to constantly educate it and work with it to tell it when you're busy to make a call. It learns by itself. It adapts to you.
Yeah, I certainly can agree to that one because I was testing out Pakumba Call Reminder for last couple of days, and it's really intuitive and it adapts to my one-click philosophy that I talked to you about a couple of days ago. And I don't have to think. That application is made so it thinks instead of me, and it appoints me and schedules my calls according to the settings that I've set up. But also what I've noticed, it also works smart, so it adapts to me, and that I can say is a really good point. And I would love to see more apps that are working as this one. And what I think about Pakumba and its further development at this point is it only lacks integration with other platforms. So a moment ago we talked about you having a Windows and Mac and Android. What I would like about Pakumba is just my general preference as a power user, and that's something for the future reference, is that Pakumba can maybe integrate with some Google API or something like that where I can have my data about my calls accessible on all platforms, not only on my phone. Because maybe I forgot my phone and I still have a phone call that I should tend to, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. I can tell you that it's definitely on our mind, and we would like, as a general guideline, we would like to have the data or your productivity activities or your day-to-day activities be available to you from any type of device that has, for example, internet access. And the goal here is that we want it to make as flexible as, for example, the other productivity tools that I've mentioned, such as Gmail, which you can access from a wide variety of devices. So it's not there yet, but we have it on our mind, and we will add integration with the other platforms.
Not to mention, this is an advanced feature. This still makes Pakumba one of my favorite applications up to date, even though I'm using it for only 4 or 5 days. But apart from Pakumba, I would like to ask you, what is your favorite productivity tool?
So other than the entire kind of Google stack, which is definitely one that I use probably most extensively.
Yeah, me too.
Just I can't stop saying good things about it. But I want to talk a bit about another tool that I use extensively, which is LastPass Password Manager. And for those of you, of the listeners or readers who are less familiar with these types of tools, it's as the name implies, it's Password Manager. It allows you to store a lot of your credentials and passwords in one secure place, making sure, following the philosophy that you need to have a very strong and complex password, but just one, in order to unlock it. It's and LastPass generally is my favorite implementation of this type of tools. And the fact that what I really like about it is it's a great integration with Android. So with Android browser and as a standalone application as well.
I'm not sure whether you are aware or not. I am also a heavy LastPass user, but I'm not sure that I'm going to remain a LastPass user for long, because there was a recent incident that really made me reconsider my online privacy and security. LastPass database was kind of breached, and they are not sure whether all the passwords were stolen or things like that. but they do know that the user database was stolen. So they were like, they said, okay, this is like worst case scenario that our user database has been stolen. So anyone who has a weak password on LastPass should change it to something more stronger, because if you have an easy password that can be dictionary broken into, like they use words from the dictionary in order to guess your pass, you should definitely change your LastPass password. And I think that we have an uprise of incidents, of security incidents of the web. Like there was a Sony incident where an entire database of credit cards was basically, they aren't aware is it stolen or not, which is like a really, really shady thing to say, because you have to know whether something is stolen from your servers or not. So that's kind of thing that I don't like. So do you have any ideas how would you transition from cloud-based password storage to offline cloud storage without compromising the sync? Do you have any idea how would you do that? I'm certainly having troubles doing that. I'm thinking about KeePass. It's an open source software that's cross-platform, but it's kind of hard to use. And I don't know, do you have an idea how to store your passwords but apart from the cloud? Because that is like lately being showed as a security breach for many of us.
Well, my take on this is that I personally don't necessarily think that taking sensitive information off cloud is the best approach. I think that we need to ensure that the data that is stored wherever, be it your local drive or a local server in your network or on a cloud, is secure enough and encrypted with a modern encryption mechanism and which is open for external review, the entire mechanism. And because if you look at this, there's so many things currently, a lot of sensitive information is currently on the cloud. It's kind of thing going the way back and moving things off the cloud is, in my opinion, trying to fight progress to a large extent. What we need to do with regards to sensitive information is to make sure that it's protected, encrypted, and open to external auditions and review of the mechanism that ensures that. I think that in the case of LastPass incident and the things they had there, I think that they did good that they took the extra cautious approach as a result of the incident. I think they were very open and transparent to what's going on, and I think that maybe or generally if they ensure, or that's, I think that's a good practice in general, that you need to have a strong password, specifically if you're using a password manager. You should have a very complex, long, non-dictionary-based password, and that's my take with regards to this.
I want to share a tip from Lifehacker with my readers and listeners. It's kind of not going away from the cloud, like remaining in the cloud but protected. The KeePass, the open source platform that I mentioned for password managing, is storing its. You can lock its database with the password that you choose and that you only can know. So the database is locked up with the password that you have access to, and you can store it in your Dropbox account. I don't know, are you a Dropbox user, but yeah, it helps me tremendously. So that way you are still residing in the cloud, but your data is under encryption. And as you know, as a software developer, and as many others know, encryptions are long. It takes a lot of time to crack the encryption. So that's kind of like staying in the cloud, but away from a from sharing your information with anyone else, like you do in this case with LastPass Company. And maybe that's the next approach, but just LastPass is still not on the level that I find it easy to use. I mean, KeePass, LastPass is. And that's why I'm still reluctant to make that switch. And who knows, maybe I'll trust LastPass enough to store all my passwords, but that's like for those who have really high privacy concerns, like you have sensitive data about your company that you don't want to have shared with anyone else, maybe that's the solution for you. If it really is necessary to have that next level of security, maybe you should consider using KeePass. But if you don't have anything sensitive that in case it would be stolen, it's like a fiasco, then you could still stick to LastPass. That's just my personal opinion.
I think we should clarify one thing regarding LastPass, is that the data that is the user store there, their passwords, is also encrypted. It's not like it's open out there in the public and or to any attacker to retrieve those. It's encrypted, and it's generally, if the data, as far as I understand it, their data has leaked, even if their entire database has leaked, it does not contain the password to unlock user private information.
Yeah, but that's just in case you trust LastPass as, you know what I mean, because LastPass has access to their database. And I know in case of someone just got employed at LastPass and gets sensitive information, like Google had that fiasco, and Google had to fire several of their employees because they were snooping around other people's emails. So that can lead us to the conclusion that similar incident could occur in another company as well. So that's just a thought.
Okay.
That's why I said to those who are really privacy concerned that they have another solution. For those who don't have that much sensitive information, they don't have anything to worry about. So enough about these security incidents and things. I would like to hear more from you about Pakumba development.
Okay. So we're a very enthusiastic team, but a bit small, actually two developers as of the moment. We released our first Android application, the Pakumba Call Reminder, following 2 months of development, out of which a lot of effort and time went into building the Pakumba Intuition Engine. Pakumba Intuition Engine is actually the module within the application that has all the smartness of Pakumba in it, to put it in simple words. It's the model that adapts you and tries to identify when it will be a good time to notify you that you need to make a phone call, or make sure to notify you that it has some tip for you regarding the application usage. We've put a lot of effort and planning into understanding when you will not be busy or sleeping or in another call or something of this kind. Naturally, it has to adapt to you because each person is different, and usage patterns of the phone and general habits are different from one person to another. So we've put a lot of effort and planning and testing and trial to try to predict that. And I think we've done a pretty good job there. It's still an ongoing process for us, and we're constantly working and improving it. I hope your experience with it was positive.
Yeah, I can certainly agree to it. I was power playing with some advanced features, and I kind of messed up the system, but I recommend the users to keep the system on default because it works perfectly. It knows when your phone is on silent, so if I'm in the middle of the meeting or I don't want to be disturbed and like taking a power nap or something, I turn off my notifications and it doesn't pop out then. And usually whenever I got the call reminder, it was at the appropriate time. It's not like I'm advertising your product because I'm like talking with you. It really did what it's supposed to do. So that's why I like it so much.
Great. I'm very happy to hear that. I'm excited about Pacumba and what we're working on and building, but specifically I'm excited about Pacumba Call Reminder and hearing people that I have not met before find it useful and that it matches their usage patterns is very exciting for me. Actually, we created the Pacumba Call Reminder as of a personal need that I had. I used to get a lot of times in situations where I was busy in meetings and in driving or just on vacation and basically couldn't answer phone calls. And my phone kept on ringing from people who were just friends or colleagues who were looking for me. And typically what happened is that my call backlog for missed calls that I had to return kept on growing. And I'm sure that your listeners and readers notice that you tend to miss a couple of calls that some of the calls that you need to return fall through the cracks. And I personally ended up forgetting some of the calls. Some people get mad that I'm not responsive. And I was looking for a solution for something like that, something that would be seamless and that will integrate with my phone.
Yeah, what I like most about Pacumba and its feature that I'm using the most is actually the reminder, because I'm not reminding myself only about calls. I remind myself about writing certain emails, and for me it's like more important feature of Pacumba than the call reminder itself, because I need to shoot a lot of emails, and at a particular point I can't remember all of that. And I don't want to log all of that into my Evernote or Google Calendar. It's too complicated to have all the information like scattered there. Like there's a pop-up reminder on Google Calendar. Hey, boy, and you need to shoot this email. And I already have it clogged with other stuff, so it messes up the visual appearance of my Google Calendar. So I wanted something simple. And Pacumba allowed me with a simple click to schedule a writing of my emails, and most of my emails I can shoot right from my phone. So that's kind of really, really helpful. And I can add a note on what needs to be done. And what I really loved about it is that you guys allowed seamless voice integration with one click. I just press the microphone and I can talk to it, and vocal recognition on Google servers will transcribe that into text, which helped me out on typing as well. I don't have to type. It's making my life a hell of a lot of easier, so to say. So
right.
Those are really some really cool features that maybe you didn't point out in your in your app, but I found them really useful, and we can really tell that you invested a lot of time into developing this app.
Yeah, I would say that we have invested and keep on investing a lot in usability and simplicity. I mean, much more than, let's say, complex software features. Rather, the first priority is usability, ease of use, and basically good integration with the device. And which leads me to back to our original philosophies, that I think that we could do much better and easier productivity tools that will meet let's say, meet the average person on the street halfway towards the this world, introducing this world of higher productivity, and does will not necessitate in high learning curve for him or her.
So we were discussing a lot about security and privacy. So what are your thoughts on privacy, and what kind of data do you get from your users while they are using Pakumba?
Okay, so privacy of user data is generally an important subject, as we just discussed, and I personally take it very seriously. I think that, in general, user-sensitive data collection should be kept down to a minimum. And in any case, it should involve user's consent and ability to opt out from any data collection. We at Pakumba collect anonymous usage statistics from our call reminder application, and it's aimed to make the application better. That'll explain exactly what we do. The data we collect helps us understand typical usage flows of our application, such as which application menu button was pressed, when, what screen was shown at that time, and basically we're trying to understand which features of our application are used more than the others in an effort to make them even better in the future versions. All that statistic collection, as I mentioned, is anonymous. So we have no information of what's the phone number that was used, or what's your device identifier, something like that. In any case, and if you would like to turn off this option and stop any type of statistic collections, you can turn that off through the application settings.
Yeah, that really puts Pakumba ahead of competition in the app department, because I know that even Angry Birds was sharing our geolocation with their servers. And it's like, not like Android specifically problem, it happened on iPhone as well. And we have a lot of app developers that don't take our privacy seriously, which leads me to a conclusion that some of the consumers, such as myself, we're not going to use your app if we don't believe that it's taking care of my privacy. I don't want you to know, as an app developer, what I am personally doing. I'm not talking to you about you, Jacob. I'm just talking in general. And that trend of breaching my privacy is like all over the place. Google has it with my email. And I'm really thinking of, as I progress in this online world, as my business is moving forward, I am thinking of moving to my own servers, if you know what I mean. I'm like going to I'm going to remain in the cloud, but that's going to be my cloud. And I don't like sharing all this information with Facebook, with Google, and now with all the app developers as well, especially with geo-sensitive information as things like where I am moving right now. I don't like the fact that someone can know where I was at a specific point, especially since the governments have access to this kind of information. That's a huge jump towards 1984, like George Orwell's book. So I'm like, I might be paranoid, but as many people are, we just like our privacy handled, so we know where we were, and not share that with someone who we don't know nor we will ever meet. That's just my concern. So that
you should be aware, though, and the listeners as well, is that it's perfectly fine to be very sensitive about your data with the services that you've mentioned, but generally a lot of these services bundle features and capabilities with that data reporting, which means that if you don't want to report your geolocation, for example, you lose functionality. So that's the flip side of things. Not always, but some applications need the geolocation to function properly.
Yeah, like Foursquare, for example, and other location-based services. And I personally, I'm not a fan of either of those, and I avoid using them, including Google Latitude, which is quite popular among Android users. And
yeah, but even if you look at Google Maps and even Google Search, it employs to some extent your location, even if it's...
Yeah, they do it through your IP. I know what you're talking about. And the last question for today's interview is, what are your plans for future development of Pakumba? And do you have any intentions of making more awesome GTD applications?
I'm glad you asked. So we are actually working very hard on our next big thing. I'm very excited about it, and I wish I could share more information. Unfortunately, we're not yet close to releasing it, and we are working on something that is going to be truly unique, and I believe will change the approach to productivity out there. And what I can say that. It's going to be in the field of personal productivity and will follow the Pakumba vision, which is making, first of all, intuitive and smart applications. But I think most importantly, it has to be personalized productivity tool, and it will be. It will be that follows our principle of having the tool and the application adapt to you rather than vice versa. Also, we're going to extend our offering to platforms beyond Android. So other mobile platforms, also web, this is the direction that we're working towards. I personally can't wait to get it out of the door and just be able to talk about it more broadly. If you'll invite me later on, I'll be glad to share more information about our next app when it's ready.
Yeah, that's going to be quite certain because I loved Pakumba and I'd like to talk with you about your further developments. So you will be featured in the future podcasts of Increasing Workplace Productivity.
Cool.
This is Jacob Broido from Pakumba, and I hope that you enjoyed our productivity show. So see you in some next sessions. Bye, folks.
Bye.